Thank you, Chair. I wish to make a short statement on the gender issues in the context of improving the effectiveness of the strengthened review process. Ireland remains firm in our belief, Chair, that the long-term effectiveness of the NPT relies on its ability to be both adaptive and dynamic. Therefore, the review cycle must broaden its discussions beyond a narrow interpretation of security issues to other important themes. Ireland recalls how the 10th review cycle was the first to address the issue of gender in a truly substantive manner and across all three pillars of the treaty. Ireland welcomes this development and the continuing rich discussion that has followed, reflecting a growing awareness of gender in nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. It is by now well proven and well known that by proactively applying a gender analysis in our efforts, we can achieve more effective, equitable and sustainable outcomes. Ireland is proud to have taken a leadership role on this issue in the context of the NPT and across disarmament and non-proliferation fora. Almost 25 years on from the milestone UN Security Council Resolution 1325, the disarmament and non-proliferation field continues to lag behind the progress made in other international fora. Ireland was pleased to co-host a side event with the Disarmament Impact Group involving our colleagues from Australia, Namibia, the Philippines and UNIDER on this important issue earlier today. Improving gender equality in participation in the NPT process will enhance the effectiveness of the NPT processes generally and their outcomes. Diverse teams and delegations are more innovative, they take more sustainable decisions and they are more effective in resolving impasses. The success and sustainability of gender-responsive disarmament policies and programmes in which women participate at all levels of decision-making is clear. In Ireland's own recent history, we have given testament to change that states can make in the area of gender equality. In 2024, 53% of Ireland's diplomatic missions around the world will be headed by women. Nonetheless, it is the reality that in disarmament and non-proliferation fora generally, delegations remain dominated by men. States parties must do more to redress this imbalance. Nevertheless, gender considerations extend much further than participation, Chairman. By applying a gender lens and promoting gender perspectives, we can highlight other significant differential gendered impacts. This includes with respect to exposure to nuclear risk, the ability to benefit from the peaceful uses of nuclear energy, and access to education and training in nuclear science and engineering. Furthermore, gender-responsive policies allow us to tailor our responses by deepening our understanding of the short, medium, and long-term impacts of nuclear weapons. For example, we know that ionizing radiation does not affect men and women equally, and while the detonation of one or more nuclear weapons would cause massive death and injury to all, scientific research shows that women and girls have a far higher risk of developing cancer than men or boys. Chair, we continue this review cycle with a clear focus on the fundamental and self-evident significance of gender within the NPT. Ireland calls on all states parties to commit to and ensure the full, equal and meaningful participation of women in the NPT and to affirm the full integration of a gender perspective in all aspects related to the treaty. Thank you.